Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. It's time now to take a look at the market in China, continuing our conversation from yesterday. Joining us once again is Qi Lo, Senior Economist for Greater China at BNP Paribas Asset Management. Qi Lo has been with BNP Paribas for 8 years and is currently based in Hong Kong. His many years of international research experience in economics, financial markets and public policy covering North America and Asian markets. He'll be in town on February the 6th and the 7th for this year's World Capital Market Symposium organized by the Securities Commission. Brian Fernandez speaks to him ahead of the event.
Good morning, Qi Lo. Can we expect more stimulus from the Chinese government to encourage more sustainable economic development?
In terms of sustaining growth, I think we can expect more fiscal expansion by Beijing to underscore the bottom line for growth, which in Beijing's mind is a growth rate between 6 and 6.5% for the next few years. But we should not expect massive government spending to drum up growth, because the growth model that the Xi Jinping government is now pursuing is not to chase growth quantity anymore. It wants to improve growth quality even at the expense of growth quantity, i.e. slower growth. So as long as the economy's growth momentum is not strong enough to go by itself, I believe Beijing will still come in with fiscal stimulus and other demand management policy to push up growth back to its targeted range.
And how would this stimulus impact China's financial market, particularly the shadow banking market?
This has to do with the direction of the Chinese growth going forward. Now, we are unlikely going to see much investment going into the old sectors, the polluting sectors, the heavy industry sectors. So which means that investment opportunities, financing activity in the old economy will slow down in the coming years, while investment opportunities and financing activity in the new economy, the e-commerce area, the financial area, the insurance and so on, and also the green economic development sectors should increase going forward. So in terms of the financial environment in China, we should see more development in terms of asset management products, financing activity, focusing on the new economy, on the e-commerce area, rather than on the old economy, the industrial sectors.
Last year was marked by a spike in China's foreign investment. Do you see this continuing in 2018?
No, actually, late last year, the Chinese government has come down with capital controls and trying to reduce the amount of overseas investment by Chinese companies for the simple fact that the rampant capital outflows, whether they are legal or illegal, has been had put undue downward pressure on the RMB exchange rate, which generated significant amount of volatility to the Chinese system. So the Chinese authorities actually call that a stop to reduce capital outflows. So I don't see this year onward any significant increase in Chinese overseas investment to the extent that we saw in the past 2 years. But having said that, it doesn't mean that we won't see Chinese capital outflows to overseas markets. What we will see is Chinese investment in areas that are approved by Beijing under the framework of the Belt and Road Initiative, basically. And also in the areas that Beijing see benefits the country's natural resource demand and strategic needs.
And how important is the discussion on sustainable development at the World Capital Market Symposium?
It is one of the important elements that we shall be discussing. But in today's world, we live in an integrated world that, you know, one moving part in one corner of the world will affect many other parts of the world. So sustainable growth in China is certainly one big part that would affect other moving parts of the world. And that's why at the symposium in February, we will certainly discuss about that. But along that, we will also look at, you know, international factors like other central banks' policy in terms of normalization, in terms of scaling back on QE, in terms of, you know, their foreign their future direction on setting interest rate trends, which will all affect each other in the developed and developing world and also affect China. So we will be talking about a whole series of international macro policy and market factors that will affect the investment climate in 2018 at the symposium there.
Thank you very much for your insights, Chilo.
Thank you. That was Chilo, Senior Economist for Greater China at BNP Paribas Asset Management in Hong Kong. Chilo is going to be in town on February the 6th and the 7th for this year's World Capital Market Symposium organized by the Securities Commission. If you're keen to hear more from him, visit www.worldcapitalmarketsymposium.org. Stay tuned. We'll be back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.